Well, breast cancer affects tens of thousands of women every year and is second only to lung cancer. Treatment often follows the same well-trodden path from diagnosis to surgery and either chemotherapy, radiotherapy or hormone treatment. But now, a US study dubbed Taylor X may radically reduce the use of chemotherapy in treatment of some breast cancers, greatly reducing the side effects of treatment. Veronica Alashina has more.
Experts have been waiting years for this kind of result, a life-changing breakthrough for some.
A new era has clearly arrived, and that new era now is that it's not the majority that get treated with chemotherapy, it's the minority.
Breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in Australia, with around 18,000 women diagnosed each year. It is characterized by the abnormal and uncontrollable growth of cells in the breast lobules or ducts, which have the potential to spread to lymph nodes and then to other parts of the body. Traditional treatments, such as chemotherapy and hormone therapy, have been largely effective, with a 5-year survival rate of 90%. But with the rise of precision medicine, new treatment options are coming to the fore. In early June, a study dubbed Taylor X made headlines around the world, many of which claimed chemotherapy was no longer necessary for sufferers of breast cancer. But what is the truth behind these headlines? I spoke with Professor Sanchia Aranda, CEO of Cancer Council Australia, to find out about the results of the study and their significance for Australian breast cancer sufferers.
So breast cancer is best treated when it's diagnosed early. And the best chance of getting an early diagnosis is through participation in the National Breast Screening Program for women aged 50 to 75, or through being breast aware, knowing the normal shape and feel of your breasts. And you're looking for symptoms such as a lump or thickening, change in the shape or direction of your nipple, or any kind of changes in the skin texture over a particular part of your breast.
And what kinds of treatment options are available for women who are suffering with breast cancer?
So breast cancer is initially treated with surgery. If the lump is very large, then the women may have chemotherapy first to shrink the lump and then followed by surgery. If the woman has a mastectomy, then that would normally be followed by chemotherapy or hormone therapy. If there's a lumpectomy, then normally radiotherapy plus or minus hormone or chemotherapy.
If we delve into the science a bit, endocrine or hormone therapy relates to drugs that block the production of estrogen, typically tamoxifen. This is if the tumour is HER2 negative. If the tumour is HER2 positive, which is 25% of tumours, chemotherapy is used to target rapidly dividing cells.
Chemotherapy are drugs that are given to kill the cancer cells. They unfortunately also have side effects on normal cells, so women who are having chemotherapy will have side effects such as hair loss, nausea and vomiting, feeling fatigued, those sort of side effects. And it's given for a shorter period of time. So chemotherapy normally lasts for between 3 and 9 months, whereas hormone therapy, the women will be on for longer.
The Taylor X trial, which is making headlines worldwide, is an intensive study that followed 10,273 women over a period of 9 years. These women have a particular patient profile. The tumours they're suffering are early stage, hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative. Key also is recurrence score, one of the definitive factors in deciding the type of treatment a patient undergoes. Those with a low recurrence score of 10 or below generally don't undergo chemotherapy. Those with a score of 25 or above benefit significantly from chemotherapy. But we didn't have data for those in the mid-range. So what does this study show?
So this trial randomised those women receive either chemotherapy plus hormone therapy or hormone therapy alone. And it showed that hormone therapy alone is as good as hormone therapy plus chemotherapy, showing that women in that age group could safely forego chemotherapy. So to put it into context, of the 18,000 women who are diagnosed in Australia each year, about half of those have got this particular type of cancer. So theoretically, about 8,000 women could potentially avoid chemotherapy, but it is significant.
Professor Sanchia Aranda, CEO of the Cancer Council in Australia, ending that report by Veronica Alashina.